Paddy, do you have, we'll conclude soon, but do you have wee stories, fairies, about the fairies, Paddy? I'm sure you do.
Well, I heard two or three different types of stories. There was a wee girl, and this is not a lie.
No.
A wee girl, she was come from school from Glasson, and their uncle was taking home turf across the river up in a place called Glen Haw. And she went up, and the first thing she says she met was this wee woman dressed in this peculiar garb. And she says, "Where are you going?" And I'm going over to my uncle. She says, "Don't bother yourself going there." She says, "Go home where you get drowned in the burn." And she turned and she went back home. Now she was dirty. That girl now is a nurse, and she told that, and many times she did tell it. There was one up there that called Mary McLafferty, and she was married to a man that called McLafferty. No, she was married to a man that called McLafferty. And the father was up, and it's a kind of a slope field coming down into the river like that. And he was what you call moulding spuds with a horse, you know.
Yeah.
And she went over like that. And when she went over like that to the field, this wee woman was standing at the rock. And she had a nippon on her, and she was red, and she was green, and everything, and very peculiar. And she started to cry then, and the father says, "What's wrong?" She says, "I seen a wee woman coming out from on the rock." And it has something very funny about it, that place, because it's a kind of a valley, and the river's going down, and you know, there's an eerie feeling about it.
Yeah.
And she's dead and gone, the creature, but... Anyway, she saw that. But I was going to tell you about, we were working down with a Mrs. Wilson Moltke down at the tide there. Me and Charlie McFadden, it was Charlie Weehill. And it was a lovely summer's evening. That's going back 20, 25 years ago. And a lovely summer's evening, and this woman stepped out of the car, and this man came out, and a big Yankee and a hat on him, and a big camera. He says, this is the house, he says, with a million-dollar view. He says, that's the greatest sunset, he says, I've seen. And we started to quote him where he was from, someplace in Arizona he was. And he says, I never seen a sunset, he says, and I'm living in America a long time. And I forget what his name was. But anyway, he was over with her sister in Scotland. She was buying bulls, she had cattle. And he told me his name and all, and what's your profession, Charlie, says. He says, I'm the head, he says, chaplain on the American forces, he says, I'm the head Protestant chaplain. And Charlie says next to him, do you believe in fairies? Yes, he says, why? He says, everyone believes in fairies. And he started, and he knew more about fairies than we did. And he took photographs of us with a big camera, and he had a Rolls Royce with him. And you're talking about an evening's entertainment. That man, he never went near the house to Mrs. Moltke or to the sister or nobody. He says, I have no time for that. He says, I'd like to, he says, to be here, he says, amongst you people, he says, where I can understand and know what we're talking about. You know, and that went on for a long, long time.